has influence. And then Satan says, and he will surely curse you to your face. Not only will he turn from you, not only will he leave you, not only will he not love you anymore, not only will he no longer serve you, he will curse you to your face. Curse you to your face means that he will do this directly to your face. He will do it openly, not just in his heart. Look back at verse 5 a moment with me so you'll see the impact. And the end of verse 5, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Now what Satan is saying is that Job will not just do this in his heart, he will do it openly. He will deny you, he will ridicule you openly. And please remember to your face when we study Peter. And I want to show you the drama of the denial. He's going to be looking right at our Savior. It's frightening to study what happens when Satan calls Peter's name. But what I want you to see is, this is what Satan desires you to do. And now let's take it to you and I. This is what he wants. His ultimate goal is to get you to curse God, deny God, leave God. And now you and I have to decide, what will we do in the midst of this battle? When there is no reason to continue to trust God, no reason to continue in faith, by all appearance, he has deserted you. By all appearance, he doesn't care about you. And this happens so much in our society. We live in some difficult times, but not just today, but let's take today. Difficult times, financially, family, broken homes. Mother has to rear all the children, no help. And it just gets worse, and it's worse, and it gets worse. And it's going to get worse. And you're going to reach that point, you're going to look around, and you've abandoned. You don't even care. You don't love me. And it's going to appear like that. By all things, it's going to look that way. And then after that, your friends who will come to you and start judging you. Your friends who will start maligning. And then Satan will bring in his friends to take you off in another direction. What are you going to do? This is the testing of our faith. Or will you stand there and say, I don't care, Satan. I don't care what happens. I believe in him. I trust him. And I'm going to stay with him. Oh, you caused me to stumble in the night. Oh, you caused me to cry out at him in the night. But as far as the course of my life is concerned, as we'll see this with Peter, Job will fail, Peter will fail, David fail, Paul fail. I want to tell you something, Peter. Tell you something, Satan. In the momentum of my life, I'm not going to be praying. Where else would I go? I'm going to trust him. And you caused me to stumble. You caused me to do it, but I'm not going to desert. He is sufficient to be God. And this is the great test that's going on in this great battle. So you and I have to decide what we're going to do. Satan contends that Job will not just hate God in his heart, but he will curse God openly. He serves God openly for all to see. He will curse God openly for all to see. Now, pardon me, but let's do a few points. I don't want to get too laboring this, as I told you before, but sometimes we do have to have some transitional thoughts. Point one. Now, very important in this study is that God knows what Job will do. So we have to know God. God knows what Job will do. God knows what every member of the human race will do when under the test. Whether they will fail and curse him, turn from him, or continue to trust. God does not need to see Abraham's arm lifted in the air with a knife in his hand. God does not need to see that. God does not need to see you go under suffering.